What is up, posters and casters? Thank you for clicking this episode. Quarantine Lee here. I'd like to let you know before we get started that this is a special episode, and I don't mean special like we met a celebrity while recording. Special more like, aw, little Jimmy, he's special. That kind of special. Because what happened was we had two episodes that we had recorded, both of which were very hectic and bizarre for some reason. But the main thing is we had special segments we were going to record later put back in there, and they both ended up getting canceled due to the coronavirus. So we found ourselves this week without an episode with two scrapped episodes. So we decided to take those, smush them together, and make one double episode, basically. I'll let you know when we switch from the first episode to the second, although it'll probably be obvious. But this first one, me, Jonah, and Jacob at Jacob's house eating pizza. And the special segment was going to be us, Jonah and I, going to a campground and interviewing some friends that we knew were going to be there and maybe some strangers and asking the question, what is your favorite crime? Of course, this didn't get to happen. Let us know in the comments or write a review and add in there what your favorite crime is on Apple Podcasts because we like that kind of thing. So without further ado, here's the first episode. Welcome to the Dinner Date with the Boys podcast, the podcast where everyone is dinner and everything is boys.
I like how we change up just a little bit. It's every time. Yeah, it's never the same.
It's never quite the same. Anyways, we've been recording for probably about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But we weren't recording is the thing that
we were only recording video, yeah. No audio.
So the thing is,
my nose is running.
This is going to be a special, that was what we were talking about.
You better go catch it.
This is going to be a special episode because we're actually going to have a separate segment where Joan and I will be, off-site segment where Joan and I will be interviewing friends, family, and strangers, maybe no family, with a very interesting question that we will discuss at the end. Stay tuned to find out. But first we do our regular segment, which is
going
on.
What?
Yes, that is our segment. What's going on? I don't even remember. You said you're going.
Redo mine? All right.
Yeah.
I.
Although it'll kind of be old news-ish by the time this comes out. This is like a month out.
Yeah. Well, it'll be about the time when we were like actually starting.
Okay.
We're like hopefully in the swing of things.
Yeah.
Or it might be failed.
Yeah.
Who knows? Mm. But. At the time of recording this, me and Ben W, awesome man, except he's younger than me, bitch,
love you, Ben.
Stupid. We are starting a Twitch game show. At the time of recording, we have not decided on a name. It will either be...
But it's definitely going to be the Game Boys.
Potentially. Or we're talking about it, but it might have a name by now. If you look at my Twitter, you'll probably see it somewhere.
It's at I'm Your Dad on Twitch, right?
Yes. No, it's at I'm Your Dad Live on Twitch.
And at I'm Your Dad underscore on Twitter.
There are three underscores.
Three underscores. My bad.
That's stupid.
Yep.
But also, potentially by the time this is uploaded, I might have already registered I'm Your Dad as a trademark and gotten that at. So I'm working on that. Hey, if there are any lawyers watching, DM me on Twitter. I'm trying to get at I'm Your Dad from an account that's been inactive for 12 years. So, yeah. I'm starting a Twitch game show. And we have some cool guests lined up, including potentially the mob. That episode might already be out.
The actual mafia.
That we will have the mafia.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited about having the mob on. It'll be a mob like special episode with just them and me and Ben as like the show hosts.
Co-show hosts. This is a bit of a tangent, but man, I fancy a schlop right now. I really do.
I be fancying schlops all day and all night.
The thing about what I just said is it's actually a great callback reference to the first demos of what Jacob is trying to do, which we played Quiplash And one of the questions was a British term for pooping or something like that. And one of the guys, Alex, said, fancy a schlop.
Fancy a
and
schlop.
And it was so funny. And I actually really could fancy a schlop. Not kidding. But I'll wait.
No, I won't. I fancy a schliss.
I don't think that's how the phrase is.
I don't think it works. What do the British say, like, when they have to piss?
Pittle pattle.
I fancy
winkle.
I fancy a tinkle winkle.
Hold on. A longy leak.
Hold on. I
could really go for a longy leak right now. Anyways, guys.
I think they just say piss.
No, that can't be right. British people aren't human.
They can't say piss. They're not America.
They're not America.
One other thing. I don't think we have much what's going on because I don't really think anything. No. Except for actually, well, I'll say this in a second. But first, I wanted to remind you that we do have a quick little thing that we are doing now, which is review. If you leave a review on our Apple Podcast page, we will read your review. And you could even include a little tag in there. If you wanted us to shout out your Instagram or something. So, like, we've got a couple here. One from Finn Awoke. Very good podcast. 5 stars, balls in your face. Great review.
Pog
I'd say
champ.
That is, he rated his own review 5 stars. And I can't help but agree.
Yeah.
Another one. Wow, so good. Very funny show. I love it so much. Please make more money famous to have me as a guest. This guy also rated his 5 stars. Can't help but agree.
I could help but agree, but I won't.
Yeah, thank you. I don't need any help. I don't need you. I don't need your help.
Drink that water.
Keep drinking it.
Good. Okay, I like that.
So if you wanted to have yourself shouted out, have a little fun time with us out here and engage with us a bit,
Love
having fun times. If you enjoy having fun, you should go to our Apple Podcast page, which I don't really know like what the like link, but just look up Dinner Date with the Boys.
Yeah, if you search Dinner Date with the Boys on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, if you're listening to us right now, you might have already done that.
That's awesome. I love that. Jonah's girlfriend said she did, and it's not there. So
yeah,
it's
she's
like,
a lying bitch.
I think you need to break up with her.
Break up with her and marry your mother-in-law.
Don't do it.
Marry your mother-in-law.
She won't be my mother-in-law anymore.
And then,
whoa, wait. Then you
marry your other.
And then oh, it's an infinite
other,
chain.
Yeah, it's an infinite chain.
Until you
marry dead people.
No, when they're dead, that's when you're free. Oh, man, I'm sad that there's no way to resurrect the thing about the presidents. We were talking about the presidential rituals.
I will edit that into a clip on Twitter.
Oh, awesome.
That will advertise.
Check us out on Twitter. Yeah. Oh, man.
At DD with a B.
DDWTB. Although, actually, I'm probably going to change it to see if I can get something like at the boys pod. So look in the description of
the description.
Podcast and or YouTube description, and we will have the at there. Anyways, guys, the only other thing I had is I've been doing music for a long, long time, producing
my own
stuff. True. And just recently, like, I've been listening to a lot of other stuff, and I realized that my strength is more in writing than in, like, producing. I like
but
producing.
But you're weak as fuck.
I'm what?
You're weak.
Oh yeah, my least weakness.
Ah, there
my
you go.
My least weakness.
He's sans.
Yeah, is writing. And so I really thought, you know, I want to keep producing because it's fun, but I kind of want to start a different project where I would buy the beats and stuff and just write and just kind of shit post in a way. Like
why
musical,
would
musical
you
shit
buy
post.
Vegetables when you can grow a garden of them?
It's just too much work. I don't. That's you know water. You know,
water.
Sunlight.
I hate water.
Sunlight, nitrogen in the soil.
Dirt. Oxygen.
So anyways, right now, I don't know where it really came from, but right now the name for that project is Burn the Bear. Which it's not a command to burn the bear. The bear is named Burn.
Oh, I thought it was like Smokey Bear. And you
but what did,
although
what
that
did
was
the
what
bear,
made me think of it, too.
What did the bear do to you?
He is me.
Oh, you want to kill yourself?
I am a masochist.
Hey, boo-boo. Only you can prevent forest fires.
What the heck?
Oh, also, and another callback from the
oh wait,
the
I'm getting a
callback. Oh,
I hanged up.
It is Smokey the Bear, who is an arsonist with an E.
I just didn't know how to spell arsonist.
I forgot that was you. I thought that was Alex because he's
no,
dumb.
That was mine.
That's hey, Alex. That's hey, Alex, if you're listening to this, you're dumb. dumb.
Hey, Alex, I think you're pretty cool.
I love you. You're cool.
Wow, you're
you,
so hot.
Oh, this is really loud.
It's really loud.
Oh, man, this is really loud.
Oh, wow.
Ear. Rip beep. Warning.
Ear grape.
Ear grape.
Anyways, guys, that's Jonah. You don't have it going on, do
got
you?
A new grape?
You got it going on.
No,
Jonah's got it going on, just like Stacy's mom. Jonah is Stacy's mom. On. Anyways, did we
actually,
go through?
I
will
a
be
book.
Doing him.
Jonah's writing a book.
No,
is it good?
Don't say it ain't so.
Far, it's pretty alright.
Alright, cool, good. If you said it was bad, I would tell you to stop. No, I'm writing a book and it's awful. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think how to.
You he said, "Oh, okay," to yourself. It was really funny.
I was responding to me saying I was Jonah, though.
Oh.
It's going to be a...
it's like a kid's book, right?
Comedy, drama. No, it's not.
Oh,
I
is it a different one?
Kids
oh, okay, it's a different one. Oh, I thought you were just meant you're
is
still
it about,
working
on it. Is it about, like, are there heavy sexual undertones?
No.
Are there heavy sexual
overtones? Middle
no.
tones.
Then where are the sexual?
Where are the sexual?
Are they in their okay. home? The home of the sexual?
It's
that's
a
where you live.
Fantasy comedy drama. About
oh what have you told me about this
no
oh okay
well I think I've like talked about the world that it
okay
is
maybe what time is this okay
but it's ouch. I'm sort of like actually doing it now. Who the heck is screaming?
Somebody's just like wow. You named
it's not gonna work.
Literally just hey screaming kids. Little podcast.
Hey, Screakers, come to our
anyways,
house.
come it's here into this room and listen to me.
It's a fantasy
say,
world that I created.
Yeah.
And the it's specifically
you're a god. You created a world.
Yeah.
Cool. Specifically, this story is going to be focused on this kingdom.
I was just waiting for you to say something.
Called the Kingdom of Emotion.
Is okay. I have a I have a I theory about what the book is going to be about.
What
is it going to not be about emotion?
It has elements of emotion. In
shit,
it.
I was wrong.
Yeah,
I thought it wouldn't be
about
emotion.
Because
there's
guess.
Nothing.
That's
there's
what I
there's
too.
Nothing to like lead like to think
yeah,
it'll be about
no
emotion.
There's no indication that
not
even whatsoever. That anyone would have emotions.
Yeah, I thought everyone's going to like be emotionless.
Yeah, we're just like pieces of wood. I thought it was literally just gonna be rocks and wood.
Yeah,
it's
like
but it's pretty cool. I want it to be like
literally.
I want it to be kind of like whimsical, but also like kind of have a sort of serious like tone to it.
Ew.
So you're replacing the sexual tones with serious tones.
Yeah. Oh. I've
okay.
never thought about
that's
replacing
very unique.
Sex with Siri.
Siri.
I think it's a movie about that, right?
Her. Yeah. Actually,
I
yeah.
robot.
Hamburger. hey, bro, I'm going to McDonald's. Would you like anything?
No.
Hamburger.
Well, that's super fun.
Hamburger.
Ta 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 ta.
Stop.
That was the fade out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The instantaneous fade out.
My ass be itching though.
Cool. All right. Well, with that,
don't you
we're
just
gonna
like it when a song instantly fades out?
Sort of stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. All right, guys. Well, with that, we're gonna transition real quick into our interview segment, where Joan and I will be interviewing people.
I kissed everyone listening.
That's great. I love that. I hope they feel loved and not attacked and like assaulted.
I hope they gave consent. All
right, let's go interview some people.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Wow, what a great interview we
just
that's
had. So good.
That was
yeah,
the
that
same
was really
immediately.
Cool.
When after we left, we went
yeah,
and did that.
That's what we
totally.
Did.
Yeah. We were wearing different clothes,
we
but we wanted
left.
We
yes.
were wearing different
right
clothes.
Now.
Yeah. We were wearing different clothes because we wanted to look
that
like
was
we
our
recorded
interviewing
it.
Clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We wanted to look like we recorded it like in a couple weeks, but we didn't.
That's not true.
No.
It's just the
it
clothes that I wear when I interview people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had a
there's specific clothes for interviewing. If you wear other clothes, sacrifice.
Yeah.
Sacrilege.
So that was fun. Clearly you know the question that we asked, which was what is your favorite this is horrible.
Worst podcast we've done.
Well, the question that question was, what is your favorite crime? Which I'll just go out and say it, guys. Which I think I said it. I actually already said it in the interview because I thought I remember doing that just now. Not planning to do it later, but of course my answer is grand larceny. I don't remember what it means, grand but that sounds larceny. Great. It's grand.
It's
larceny.
It sounds like a mix of arson in L.A. It's larceny.
Well, no, it's lying L.A. arson. Arson.
Oh.
So you burn stuff, but at the same time you're like, I'm not burning anything. That's all.
Call
it is.
Me Larson.
Hey, that's actually we should use that.
Yeah, we should. Shall I give my favorite crime?
You know what?
Yes.
Because I got things to do. I wasn't in the interview.
Yeah, we did not want Jacob. He's been sitting here.
I've been sitting here.
He's been sitting here thinking about the crimes that he enjoys.
That's really all I do.
And he didn't get through all of them because he not has to yet. Think about each one so
yeah, he
much.
He has to think about every crime.
And
ever
he
committed.
Loves all
and
of
he loves
them.
All
love them all.
Of those crimes.
But I think one of my favorites, it just really stands out to me in this day and age, is hate. I love.
Hate. I went super. Almost went super.
Almost, dude. Almost if you went super Saiyan, hate. You would have super hate.
Super hate.
Super hate. Super hate. You're from Haiti.
Well, when I go super hate,
yeah. You change race.
I like usually to go super Asian, though.
Oh.
I get to choose which race I go.
Ah, that's kind of pop.
I don't go super African American. That'd be blackface. And I would never. And I would never.
No.
Oh, I'm canceled now. Dang it.
Good. Canceled. You're gone, but you leave. Go. You're canceled. So,
wait, you can't talk about race? That's racist.
What
guys,
is race?
I'm not. I'm differently. It sounds like a word.
That's like a word.
Yeah. Hey, is that like a word?
Is that like a word? It is. People like say it or not.
I feel like that's a word. I feel like is that something people say?
Is that the dictionary? What the heck?
A dictionary?
Sorry. Jonah, what's your favorite crime?
Gotta be war crimes.
Because they make good memes.
You know.
And because you have committed many.
Thermonuclear warfare?
Biological warfare?
Hey.
Chemical warfare?
False
surrender?
Yeah.
Shooting
hey, actually,
someone with an artillery shell? That's a war crime.
In World of Warcraft.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you shoot like a if you like intentionally shoot like a person with a shell intended for a car or something, that's a war crime.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
In World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one quest from the
I want to play World of War Crimes.
I was going to say World of War Crime.
Warlords. No, cheers. Here's the thing. They make you do a false surrender, and you actually commit a war crime.
As like part of the campaign.
Yeah, no, it's, well, it's
that's
part of
really
one
funny.
Of the quests
okay.
in Warlords of Draenor.
I love awesome, committing yeah. war crimes with my boys.
So the thing is,
war crimes with the boys.
It's
name
Murlocs,
of this episode.
Though, yes. So it's like the.
It's actually a good name.
So,
doing that.
But also you like intervene in a war between two tribes of Murlocs. And you
Murloc?
Yeah.
Murloc Holmes. Murloc Holmes.
Murloc Holmes.
Murloc Holmes. I think that's a character in
that's it. I'm out of here.
Commit a war crime against them.
No, but yeah, you legitimately you disguise yourself as one of the tribes of Murlocs and say that you're surrendering. You like carry around like a white flag
oh
like
my
you're
gosh.
Surrendering. And then you just
war
like
crime.
Have the other tribe like come in and kill all of
oh
the
my
other
gosh.
Ones. Like it's pretty.
That's
pretty
cool.
That's cool.
That's kind of pogchamp.
I'm about to say that.
Also,
mm-hmm.
War crime is actually not my favorite crime.
Oh,
he just committed a false war crime.
It's
favorite.
He committed larceny. Well, he didn't burn anything.
It's not
it's
yet.
It's Grand Theft Lark. Auto.
The game. No.
Why you like Grand Theft Auto?
He just stole your car. Go outside right now. Your car is gone. Gong.
Gong. Your car is now a gong.
Your car is a gong.
Jonah's staring at the camera. He's been doing it for like Jonah. 13 seconds.
That was also a joke.
Okay.
Well,
I thought that was real. I thought you were like being serious.
I thought you just like committed a felony. No.
What I think if I were being honest,
I didn't know we were going to be honest. I can say, if I was actually being honest, my favorite crime would probably be arson. Pickpocketing.
No, it'd be arson, because if you're on...
I think my favorite crime would probably be, like, selfless acts of like mercy. And like,
I don't know. Like.
But wait, no. If you're being honest, it would just be arsony, because you're taking the line out of larceny. That was kind of funny.
No, actually, but, like, I've always thought... Pickpocketing would be really cool. If you could actually just like cool, walk around and be like, shloop, wallet, shloop, oh, that fancy slop. Yeah, I got that.
You just reach in the pants and pull out their poo-poo.
I guess theft.
Yeah,
but theft. Specifically like sleight of hand theft.
Not like grand theft.
No.
But like
it's like minor theft.
Yeah.
Auto.
Petty theft.
Meft.
Meth.
Meth is my favorite crime.
That's my favorite crime, too.
No.
Hey,
maybe weed.
Let's all do meth together.
Weed's not a crime, though. It's owning
Wait, boys.
You're right.
Boys.
Owning weed.
Boys. If anything's dinner, let's do meth for an episode of the podcast.
And it would be dinner, so it wouldn't be a drug.
True. They can't arrest us for that.
They can't arrest us for dinner.
Wait, so is cannibalism
dinner?
Cannibalism is only illegal if you for
like
lunch or
break
breakfast.
Into the room that we're doing meth in, and they're just like, "Get down!" And we're just like, "No, it's just dinner. We're just having dinner." Like,
oh, like, sorry.
Like, you're going down. You got forks. And they got us again. This is the fifth time we found them doing usually illegal
drugs.
You're
using sporks? Well, that's a crime in and of itself, but
that's
I'm not arresting you for that.
That's a dinner crime. We'll call the dinner cops.
Dinner police. Coming right up.
One
on the next episode,
popo coming up.
On the next episode of Dinner Police on FX.
I want a t-shirt that just says din po po.
Dimpo.
Squeak. Dimpo is...
My favorite part of Rise of Skywalker was when... was when Darth Vader went like...
Talking about.
Oh, hey guys! So I really like we like 1986 BMW M3s.
Hey, you guys know about trees?
No.
My
favorite
that?
Tree is a is a live oak. I like live.
I know. I like dead oaks.
I like cherry woods carved into soap shapes.
I like aspen.
I like wed wood.
Aspen is kind of a cool
my
name.
Favorite kind
aspenis.
Of aspenis.
It stands for aspenis.
Oh, that's a kind of a super cool name.
Do you know that there are these trees that are
no.
actually just...
Dude, really?
They're just giant networks of roots that make up
yes.
one tree?
Yeah.
Yes,
and
I do.
And they're actually like the oldest living things on the world.
On the world? I thought you meant in the world.
No, they're not
they
inside.
Actually
they
actually
kind
of
are both. I guess you're right.
But is the world all of what it is made of or a specific
is
core part of its existence?
Is the world a people oh or gosh. A place?
Is the world a...
Fart?
Yeah.
What is the earth? Like, if we took dirt out of the earth, is it still the earth?
I guess we're now talking about, like, the earth.
Yeah.
Let's say that is the
now
earth itself.
Now we're just
Vsauce. Yeah.
Hey, Vsauce. Boys here.
That's good. Hey, dinner date. Boys here. Is the earth, does the atmosphere count as part of the earth?
Yes.
So
yeah,
we are
yeah.
then in
we
the
are
earth.
In
we're submerged
earth.
In earth. We're not just on it. We're not on
we're
it.
On
we're
the
under
surface
and above.
Of the earth.
Yeah, we're on
because
the surface.
Because the surface breaks through the... It is a part that you can, like, physically...
I guess technically air
on.
Is a fluid, so it's just like a layer of fluid.
Whoa, dude.
What's
I'm
gas?
Drowning.
Air's a gas. Well, but gas,
I got
gas
some
is
with
a
that.
Fluid.
I got some. I got. I got
liquid
some
and fluid aren't the same thing.
Nah.
Fluid motion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right,
like
right.
Browntonian fluid.
Browntonian. is that what we call your diarrhea?
Is that what you call your dad, Browntony?
And when he's taking a bath, he's Browntonian fluid.
Browntonian fluid.
Browntonian fluid.
But he's right.
Oh, let me tell you guys a great joke. This is my what's going on. Rewind. All right, this is my what's going on, guys. This was so... I found this so funny.
So it's not going to be funny at
right.
all.
So I'm working at Chick-fil-A now. And I really like being the hash brown place and the french hash fry brown. Place are the
hash
same
brown.
Place. Hash brown.
The hash browns.
I was sitting there making hash browns, which this is actually the motion. You put them in a box and you put them in a box. And you. So I was making hash browns and I was just thinking about how I always call hash browns just browns. And the lady next to me is making eggs. And I said, would you say you're pretty good at making eggs? She's like, yeah. It's like, would you call yourself like a egg lady? She's like, yeah, I'm an egg lady. And she's like funny person. So she was just like kind of going along with it. I said, she said, I'm pretty good at these hash browns. She's like, yeah, you're doing well. Would you call me a brown man? Very nonchalant. And the funny thing is she was like, she thought it was funny, but was just kind of like, yes. But Josh was next to me.
Oh, yeah.
And he started cracking up. And I actually told him the joke already, but he heard me say it again. And it was really funny. And then we started talking about how everybody calls him Mexican, but he's from Puerto Rico, right?
No, he's from Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, yeah.
Can't say that word.
And what did I think it was? Oh, Molly's boyfriend is from Puerto Rico. People think he's Mexican. Oh, no, he's black.
Yeah,
but his dad is from Puerto Rico. And he kind of looks like he would be Hispanic, so people think he's
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
So, but Josh was
awful, Jacob.
Thank you.
But then
I'm
Josh,
white.
Then Josh was. I asked Josh later if he ever dreamed about like Chick-fil-A work because I literally last night was trying to fall asleep and I kept starting to thinking about doing hash browns. And I was like, oh, I hate this. Like, I just want to go to sleep. And he was like, yeah, I dream about burritos a lot. People say it's because I'm Mexican. And I was like, wait, but I dream about burritos. And he was like, guess you're Mexican. I was like, yes, I really am a brown man. So anyways.
I really hope we get canceled for this episode. How funny would that be? Hey, if you're watching this and you like K-pop, please cancel us on Twitter.
No, I love K-pop.
If you're watching this and you like K-pop, what's wrong with
so
you?
Guys, did you see the new sports game?
Sports game. Sports
you
game.
Through
that.
Sports you guys
game.
Watch
come on, guys.
Sports
game. Sports game.
Sports game.
Sports game.
Sports game. Sports game. Sports game.
Are you Jewish? You sound like
this
sound
is the worst.
Now we're getting canceled.
Oh,
this
no.
is the worst podcast.
This is really
hey,
bad.
Did you guys know that?
Dude,
we've done that same joke four times.
Where were the other three?
I was actually going to say something, but I forgot. Oh, Taika
Waititi.
Waititi, right?
Yeah, Waititi.
Taika Waititi is actually
Titty
Jewish.
Wakanda. Yeah, he is.
He's
yeah.
Half
Jewish.
He's half Jewish. Yeah.
Yeah.
And which
that's
is
cool.
really funny because he plays Hitler.
That's,
he
yeah,
does.
Actually. Well,
yeah.
And he was saying, he was like, I don't think a lot of people would actually be mad about this movie if they knew I was Jewish.
Yeah.
Is he religiously Jewish or just ethnically?
Ethnically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes I mean,
yeah. Wait, if you could be ethically Jewish, can you be ethnically Christian?
Yes.
Huh.
No.
No. No.
Because Christianity is purely an ideology, whereas Jewish, the religion
yeah.
came out of the...
Wait.
The Jewish.
If they're Jewish...
Who's the most
Jewful? Who is Jewful?
Who's Jewful?
Can you be Jew a lot?
Jew a lot. We're getting canceled.
That's not canceled. No, the Jews don't come from Jewelot. Camelot is the place where
King Arthur.
King
Arthur a Jew?
No.
But he was a slight bit Jewish.
No,
he was
Christian.
A slight bit of Jew, so he was Jewish.
No, he was
definitely
Christian. He was Christish.
He was Christish.
Yeah. I'm Christian.
Hey guys.
Just like most
wait a minute.
Of
that's
the
it.
People from
if,
the Middle Ages.
Right.
Christian.
You're full of Christ.
If you're partially Christian, then you're Christish. If you're fully, you're Christian. If you're Jewish, then they're Jewin.
Jewin.
They
hey guys.
They really be Jewin.
Oh, I think
hey
I can
guys,
be Jewish.
Watching. Hey guys, watching this. This is a joke, so you legally cannot cancel
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you legally cannot be mad because
yeah,
it's
a joke.
But also, if you're mad, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
No, please, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Also, we like Jewish people.
Yeah, they're actually really cool.
I love.
I like the movie
Shapiro.
Uncut Gems.
Ben Shapiro's
hero.
Really
yeah, he's a kind of cool guy.
He goes like this. Oh, hey guys, I'm gonna.
Hey, so hypothetically,
hypothetically,
if I was a small little midget man, would you call me?
Would my voice be this high?
That's stupid. You can't even do that.
Stupid. But hypothetically, if it could happen, hypothetically, do you fancy schlup?
pants. It's like
I just hit the microphone on my teeth.
What in the hell is going on? What,
dude, you can't say that word.
I love how. Okay, so you know how like
mailman's here.
Can we have mailman on the podcast?
Do you know how there's a ton of like Spanish songs that like nobody in America knows what they are?
Yeah,
except people who speak Spanish.
Like Despacito.
But like, and like, but everybody listens to
slowly.
Them. Oh. It means very slowly, very actually.
Oh,
because Despacio
fancy
is slowly.
Fancy a schlop Despacito.
Despacio is slowly. Despacito
very
is very slowly.
Fancy a schlop Despacito.
Here is a Despacito schlop.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Fancy a Despacito schlop.
Very slow schlop.
Would you like a very slow poop?
Yeah, well, actually, I would. But Despacito is the adverb form.
Oh. Oh.
So poop
desplatio.
Desplatio.
Deslapsio.
Deslapsio.
That's just, that's span British for slow poop.
Span British.
Brit Spanish.
Spanish is Spanish and British combined.
Spanish.
Britannish.
This is horrible.
This is so bad.
And after this,
I
we're
apologize.
Recording and try not to laugh. This is bad.
Okay, wait, yeah. But Spanish and British aren't races. Nobody can get angry at that.
Spanish.
True.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, they can. They, and they will.
I don't care.
They will.
They
anyway. Will get mad, I hope. Please.
No, but like,
whose pen is that?
It's in my pocket.
Like,
Dame tu casita. Dame tu casita.
Dame tu casita.
I'm sure the mailman can hear you.
Actually, you know the song.
I'm sure they could hear you.
The song,
it's going to fall.
Chacaron?
Yeah.
Is that about like fried pork skin?
That song is actually all gibberish.
Yeah, I've heard that actually.
Yeah, it actually doesn't mean anything.
Wait.
The other parts are in Spanish.
La cookie crotch.
The cookie crotch?
Yeah, the cuckoo crotch.
Wait,
no, the cookie crotch.
I feel like there's another one.
Oh, I said cookie. Like,
isn't
crazy
there another
cookie.
One?
Like,
another like Spanish song?
I know like cucarachas.
I'm sure there's
also like
many Spanish songs.
A lot of people know it's Christmas.
I think that there are songs that are Spanish.
What's there's a
are there songs that are Spanish?
Dame tu cosita actually means, I think it means give me that little thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Or give me your little thing.
Yeah, give me your
little
thing.
Oh, so it's about Jonah.
No, it's about Jonah's girlfriend.
Yeah. Give me that little thing.
And then there's that dance like, ah.
That actually does make sense.
No, yeah, it's
no, that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's and Jonah's girlfriend. She's green alien.
She is green alien.
Well, and also Chacron Macron means like a party with cocaine or something. Like that.
So it isn't gibberish. It's
what
just
about
like, it's instructions?
So Chacron is like cocaine. It's like a
cocaína.
It's a in Panama. It's like a slang term for cocaine.
Oh, okay.
And then Chacron is also a slang word for party. Macaron, I mean.
No, that's a cookie.
So then the Macarena.
Macarena? Dude, I don't actually know the Macarena. I didn't
so much do Macarena.
But I think that song is actually about a guy like leaving his
worries behind.
His wife or something like that.
So
dude, legitimately.
Give me your mic. I am leaving my wife and I am dancing. Yes, I am so hot. That's what it
that
is.
Is.
I just
true.
Learned the translation. Yeah. I just love the idea of a guy is like slowly walking away.
Hey,
from his
I'm leaving
wife,
my
like
wife.
I just think it's funny that there are all these like songs that we listen, English speakers listen to, and just have no idea what they.
It's
mean.
It's like, hey, wait. I remember like reading something a while ago that like there are a bunch of like K-pop songs that are like that.
Oh yeah,
where,
oh,
like,
yeah. For sure.
It just means literally nothing, but it's just made for American girls to be like, ah.
Well, and actually, K-pop,
and then they recognize a couple of words, and they're like,
Macron.
Beautiful.
Actually, his gibberish parts were supposed to be something, but he they recorded.
They're the demo recordings.
Yeah, it was a demo recording, and then they just never recorded another recording.
That's good enough. They don't care.
Dude, I would love to
and
see
then that
like
guy started,
a finished
that
version.
Guy actually just started making like joke songs.
Oh, that's cool.
That's funny.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And we make a joke podcast.
That's
laugh.
True. Laugh.
Laugh.
Jonah say laugh.
Jonah say
point.
Laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Now
thank
they have
you.
To.
Yep.
Because we voted. We out.
We have voted.
Matt,
we have
did
voted
you see Rumi's video of that guy that makes like a robot? He can do weird things with his voice, and he did a robot voice.
No.
Okay. Well, I think I
it was me. No,
voice.
It was me. Okay, it was me. You ready? Shut up. Shut up. It was me. I'm who that video is about. Here's my robot voice. I'm a robot.
Here's my robot voice. Robots can't talk, guys.
Oh,
some of them can.
Google can. Hey, Google. Penis.
I am a robot.
I am Fartbot.
Beep, boop.
You sound
robot.
Beep, boop, boop, I'm a robot.
It's like you're about to scat.
I'm doing
a thing with my throat that I'm not supposed to do that makes it my throat sound wider. And
not
so
supposed to do?
Like, no, I mean doing like the robot voice. Like, I'm not supposed to. You're supposed to keep your throat the same, but do like the voice.
Oh.
Robot.
It's not working.
No. What is going on?
I don't really know how to do it correctly.
Oh, the guy talked about how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, oh yeah, you're not supposed to go, but I'm going to do it. Robot.
That's his robot.
Jonah on crackhead tonight.
Jonah on crackhead. He's on top of a crackhead.
Yeah, there's a little crackhead. He's sitting
there. There's a little crackhead.
Yeah.
That little crackhead is Michael Reeves. He's a little crackhead.
What?
Yeah.
I like Michael Reeves. Michael and Lily are this dating.
Horrible. Nightmare.
This has descended
can
into
you
chaos.
Can you still recite all of Morpheus?
I will try. Okay, you ready? Morpheus, Dorpheus, Orpheus, go eat some walruses, porges,
orifices,
go to the buffet and walruses, Worcestershire sauce, it goes into your orifices, red pill, blue pill, Morpheus, door is this. It's door is this.
Okay.
Morpheus drinking a 40 in a death basket.
I don't know what he's doing, but I think we harmonized.
Yeah. I don't.
Wait, let's harmonize and say, but.
But.
Wow. What a great
ending. That's kind of pog.
What a great ending to a horrible podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should call this one, like what was it called?
It would be
descending into
no.
Damn chaos. Shit storm.
There's. Variety Hour. That's what I'm
Variety
thinking.
Hour.
Should we call it Variety Hour?
No, it should
what
be called
what did we say earlier?
War Crimes with the Boys.
War Crimes with the Boys. Honestly, it's such a...
wow, that was so funny and great. So the second episode, we were at Whataburger, and we happened to, totally unplanned for sure, obviously, meet my little brother there and have a good old conversation. We were going to go and record a segment while Jacob is getting his tattoo, but of course, tattoo got canceled. Coronavirus. So, we have a good, funny conversation. Joe doesn't stop talking about pooping himself. So, please, enjoy.
Guys, they got milk.
Dude,
they got milk.
I'm going to get chocolate milk. No.
Are you recording?
Yeah. Just start recording.
Yeah.
What? I'm supposed to hide.
Hide now.
Hide. we're going to edit this part out. Please keep that in.
What is up, Posters and Casters, including and limited to boys, but don't worry because this is Dinner Date with the Boys, the show where everyone is boys and anything is dinner. Today we are at Whataburger, which we were going to go inside, except for we're afraid of this. There's like this sickness thing I keep hearing about. I don't know anything about it. Corona. Anyways,
Corona with lime.
Today I'm here with Jacob.
No.
Jonah.
Yeah.
I am Lee. And what the heck?
Holy crap. You guys are here too? Wait,
put these headphones on. Hold this microphone.
Well, lucky for you, we got extra
headphones. We do.
Holy crap, it's been 4 months. Yeah,
it's
mom?
Been 4 months since I've seen my own little brother, special guest, Joe.
Yeah.
What are you doing around these parts?
I was in Georgia, and my mom forgot me, and I was stuck in the room for like 2 months.
Yeah.
But it was okay, the people fed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking down the road, and I just saw this jackass.
All right.
And I just
That's
hopped
me.
In.
I'm the jackass.
He is the jackass.
Shut
That's
up.
True.
Okay.
Wow, what a crazy thing, especially because we're not in Georgia.
Sorry, Dad, I cussed.
Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm probably going to die.
I hope.
Well, you guys, you know how we always start off this podcast with a little on.
Going.
Whoop.
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 Guys,
conversation.
Guys, what's going on?
Listen, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing yet.
I ate one of your French fries.
It's okay. Your sins are forgiven.
I wasn't apologizing.
I don't care.
He was informing.
Yo, tell us about
I don't know how to
the
sit.
Catastrophic event that occurred at that house today.
Which one?
The one where Penelope.
Oh. So.
Tell us great detail from finish to end.
I fabricate stuff. I make stuff. So, I took some old stuff from a yard sale and my old mini machete and
mini
welded
shetty.
Them together, basically, and made a spear. And my little sister took it and went outside and was playing with it, and then she left it out there. Well, a few weeks later, today, she was walking outside, and they had in the front lawn, and she split the underside of her pinky toe, not her big toe, the middle toe, open.
Which toe?
Ow.
The toe beside the big toe.
Oh, okay, okay.
On the
that
left
would
side.
Not be, that'd be the index toe, but that's fine.
Oh. So she lacerated around the toe. It was actually
lacerated.
Pretty deep.
Good word.
Licoriced around the toe. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty bad, and she was bleeding all over the house. And they didn't realize it until they were already on the way back. And there was,
it's
like,
true.
Blood
there was
all outside.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It looked like a horror movie.
Well, here's the thing. She literally didn't drink enough water, so her blood was not right.
I don't think that's how that works. Jonah, is that how
I
that works?
I don't know how that works, but...
I mean, I guess that could happen, but...
Her blood was, like, really funky.
What the heck is that?
Someone
guys, watch this.
Shot. Matthew.
Proper Matt? Dressing application.
I told you can't do that in public. Stop.
That was a good one. That was pretty good.
I'm also a squeaker, so you'll hear a lot of squeakins.
Can I get a...
Wait.
You can use my four fingers, but
fork.
If you don't mind the coronavirus, it's...
Yeah, if any of us touch any of us, we all have to die.
It's okay, I'm already dead a little bit.
Nope, but I need that bag.
Hold no, on. You do not. Not anymore.
On a real note, because I know you can cut this out.
No, we
okay
don't. We
I
don't
do
that.
No,
we don't.
Hard.
We don't cut
don't
in the middle
that.
Unless we absolutely have
we
to.
We had to last episode and it sucked.
Well, on a real note, I might have just pooped.
Stick your hand down there. Check.
I'm going
also,
to.
I like how you thought we would have cut that out. There's no way in heaven, hell, or purgatory that
or
we would
paradise.
Cut out or paradise that we would cut out you having shat yourself. We would. That's gonna be the title of the episode if it's true. Do you need to go
my
into the Whataburger bathroom and check
question
your own
mark?
Anus cheeks?
Wait, hold on, let me just.
Do you need to go to the little
to
water boy's room?
The little water boy's room.
Wait on, let me go side to side.
Oh, he's
no,
sleeping.
I'm good. Okay, I'm good.
He thinks he's good. But
I just
I
felt
it.
Some juice. I didn't know if it was the release of the deuce.
He felt the juice somewhere deep within him. And he didn't know if it came to the outside.
Listen,
the surface.
I've already done that for real two times today. So I was kind of scared.
You juiced yourself twice today?
Okay.
Why would you? That means you're sick. Why would you come
no.
into this car?
I'm not.
That's corona.
Listen.
If apparently.
This morning, I slipped and I fell. And I was laughing so hard because when I fell, I farted really hard.
Good.
And it sounded like the Mario poop. And
the Mario poop?
No.
Oh.
And I stood up and I just heard a.
Oh. Now, okay. One of the actual symptoms of coronavirus is diarrhea.
Well, I don't know anything
what
about
it. What are the
it.
Symptoms?
is falling and farting, and then hearing him.
And it sounds and exactly like the Mario poop.
I just, story short, I got up, went to the bathroom, and I was changing my clothes. Pants. And I looked down, and my underwear.
It was just a little bit of brown town.
No, not little. Dude.
Little brown downtown.
No, it was
brown city? You were brown downtown.
No, it was brown state.
Brown state. Brown state university.
Brown state college.
Brown state. It was like Tennessee up in there, dude.
What was your major?
Brown
biology. Brown studies.
I was in brown class during the incident.
The second time I sat down
only class.
In my chair is older.
I have a bachelor's degree in brown.
So I didn't tell brown anybody this because I wanted to save it for this. So if they ever listen, then they'll know. So no one knows this.
And now everyone does.
Yeah, now the entire world
knows about your visit to Brown State University.
Well, I had another visit shortly after.
Bro, you really been, you got a lot of college credits at Brown State.
Oh, dude. I got the highest amount of credits you can get.
Ooh.
52.
37.
52.
I don't know it.
Funny number.
Anyways, second time, I sit down, I have an older chair, and sometimes the springs let go. And I sat down and went all the way down, and I hit it the bottom so hard, I literally scared myself into shit.
Okay, hold on. I haven't ever been so scared that I actually shit myself.
Me neither. Never.
Well, me neither.
I never knew like that was
here's
a
thing.
Like
I
you
was
could
in the
actually
wake up
shit
mood.
Yourself.
I was in the wake up mood.
I don't think I've ever pooped on accident.
Me neither.
I've had it where I thought it was
what about
a fart
when you
and
were
it wasn't,
a baby.
But that was an intentional
yeah,
choice.
That was
I
intentional.
Made.
You
sure.
Pushed.
Intentional.
Yeah.
I made a choice. I was mistaken about the details, but I made the choice. Yeah. There's never been like
oops.
Mistake
about
there was
the
a there's a time I almost shot myself at work because I was up on stand. I'm a lifeguard and I couldn't come down.
And
I was
yourself.
So close, but even then it would have been on purpose.
I've pooped.
It would have been like,
I'm done holding it.
Yeah, release. I was
that,
so
now
tired.
Now shat is a squirt.
That's true.
Well,
there's been one time where I almost logged my pants.
It was a mix of both. I'll
I've
say this.
Retracted
I was
the log.
Afterwards, I went to the toilet. It was semi. It was like a fire hose of liquid, and then
oh, I know exactly
and then the logs released and splashed so much. This was at work with a guy next to me in the
yeah.
stall. I was
and
you, he was just he was,
and Jacob was
he
going
was close. He was in the handicapped stall, walking around texting someone.
You just
like
hear.
You can hear.
You hear from
you
the guy.
You hear him text. And I was
dude,
like,
"Dude, are you okay?"
And then I waited there for about 10 minutes. I was like, "Okay, is he gonna go? Is he gonna go?" He didn't go. So I was like, "I screw this," and I unleashed the most unhealthy shit of my life. He left after that. The entire
imagine.
Bathroom stunk.
I can imagine
so
an anime version of him just him screaming.
There's blood coming out of my nose. For sure.
What? Oh,
wait, we forgot the cinnamon roll.
We will
hey, it's okay.
drive back around and get it.
We will
after because there's too much going all right, on right
yeah.
now.
So, about 2 months ago.
What the heck?
I got severely sick. And this is just staying on the topic of
shitting
the
yourself.
Doo-doo.
Hurt squirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real hurt squirts.
Cole Hirsch squirts.
So, when I was like 10, I used to get like my stomach would feel empty and hurt. And I would be like crying on the toilet. I kept that to myself because it was deeply depressing. And about 2 months ago, I got severely sick. And I'm just letting you know, literally, like, for a total like 6 hours on the toilet in one day, it was bad.
Probably
and
not.
No, it
probably
was.
Probably not.
In the entire day, 6 hours, I counted it.
You counted the hours?
Just
one, two, three.
He's like,
I'm done. That was six. I'll round up the next four.
It's been
no,
30 seconds. So I literally would sit on the toilet like I couldn't hold it in, and I didn't even have to push, and it was like water. That's how bad it was. But that for 6 hours.
You shat water for 6 hours?
Yeah, I did, dude. It was horrible. And it was the worst poop experience I've had in my life.
Now, at that point, were you also intaking fluids?
Yeah, the only thing I could do was drink water.
So you just drank water and it went straight through.
It did.
Yep. Well, it's just like a water filter, but water unfiltered.
It was like someone was Indian burning my butthole the entire time.
Oh, I've had that happen on multiple occasions.
Nice.
Oh, also, you two, if you lean that way, they won't be able to see you at all. Mm-hmm. So like, you have to be like here somewhere to be seen.
Like kind of on this side of the headrest. In between these two headrests, and then it'll be seen.
Between two headrests.
That's a good name for a podcast. Mm-hmm. We always think of amazing names for podcasts after we start one.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Or Podchamp. Podchamp. Yeah.
There's these guys between I really like. Headrests.
Wait. Did we just say podcast? That's a great name for a podcast. Podcast.
No, I said
podcast.com.
I said pog.
Oh, you said pog. Okay, I definitely said pod. No, that's my food. Put it in there.
That would be a great name for a podcast. Is
podcast.
Podcast. Mm-hmm.
That would actually be really... But it has to be like in pods.
Yeah, we have to be inside of pod... It has to be about pod racing exclusively.
The podcast.
So, on a
the
real
podcast.
Note, there's these guys I really like, and they...
Gay! Is it us?
For real? You guys are actually my favorite podcast? except Jacob.
Okay,
Jacob, shut up.
You can't mention other podcasts. We will bleep it out.
Yes, it's fair.
That's not our rule. We're not podcast but outside. I'd have to bleep that out if it was. Because that's too much work.
True.
So
I'll bleep it out on the... No, I'm not gonna commit myself to suicide. Wait.
So
what?
I just had the word commit and thought of suicide.
You can't... Hey, if you need help... Actually, I've heard that it's very unhelpful to call.
Yeah.
If you need help, call me. Text
or
me.
Go to a therapist.
Twitter. Yeah, go to a therapist is the best thing. If you can't do that, DM me at Mr. Lee Grant on Twitter. Actually, no. Now it's actually at Burn the Bear Bars.
You changed it?
Yeah, I changed it. I was talking to Jonathan and Rose and...
Rose?
A bunch of people in...
at camp?
No. And online the
yeah the cult of extremely online
yeah they were like yeah if you're doing something new change it to that before it's somebody else side. If it's open change it before somebody else
True.
Takes it I was like
that's
okay
a weird bug
that's a weird bug
like
okay
weird
hey
bug.
Mr. Bug what would you like to say
wow cool dude
whoa he sounds like he's summoning Cthulhu.
He might be.
I think so.
All right, guys.
Hey, Bug. Are you summoning Cthulhu?
Definitely.
Ah! Oh, I speak that language. He said.
Wow. We just being guys these days. What fun is this? Thank you for listening, guys. Hopefully, Saturday after next, we will have a very normal, maybe quarantined, maybe over online. Maybe it'll just be a couple of us meeting at a park somewhere, getting a little couple snacks. But we will be back with another episode. Thank you so much for listening. Like it if you liked it. Subscribe on YouTube if you want to. Share the podcast with somebody. That always means a lot. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts. And we will review your review if you leave one in the next episode. Good times all around. Love you guys. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And don't forget to wipe. God bless. And amen.